This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
This is Eric Michaels, and once again, you have tuned into the eHealth Radio Network and the General Health and Nutrition channels. Make sure you connect with us on Facebook to receive the latest programming for your convenience, simply at eHealth Radio. Today, we are speaking with John Cannell, co-founder and co-CEO of Coco Polo Chocolate, the company that makes over 13 milk and dark chocolate bars that have established the new standard for stevia sweetened chocolate. John, certainly a privilege to have you a part of eHealth Radio.
Well, thank you for inviting me.
Well, you're welcome. So, how long have you been involved with making premium chocolates? It certainly sounds good about right now, too.
Well, I've been doing this for longer than I ever thought I would. I started in 1988, so I've been doing it for, 1985, and so I've been doing it for 29 years.
And that's quite a long time in anything, and hats off to you for, obviously, you've seen success and have a passion for what you're doing. How has the industry evolved in your experience?
Well, I think that we have moved away from the sort of bland chocolate offering that was pretty much only available in the mid-80s, and there were one or two real chocolatiers. And we've moved into an era now where there are many, many chocolate manufacturers, chocolatiers, who have brought all kinds of creativity into the marketplace. And I think pretty much every city and town in the United States now has at least one chocolatier making really, really good, pleasant chocolate with lots of creativity, and they're really making use of the incredible flavor that you can get out of cocoa. That wasn't the case 30 years ago.
Some people say chocolate is not healthy. Some say it's very healthy. Has chocolate become healthier over time?
Well, I think you just have to look at the ingredients in chocolate and sort of understand what it is you're eating. There are, some people who believe that dark chocolate, for instance, is healthier than milk chocolate. But in essence, I mean, all you've got is a bunch of ingredients, and how you mix them up and use them, will determine the taste and the health qualities of the chocolate. And I hate to be sort of so evasive on this issue, but the most health, from the point of view of health, the most beneficial component is the part which comes from the cocoa bean, which is, cocoa powder and cocoa butter. And they both form the qualities of chocolate. We then add sugar to make it palatable, or we always have added sugar. I think that is the main component that people complain about when they talk about it being unhealthy. And the reason that they, have some justification for that is that we've gone from chocolate where you added sugar, simply just enough sugar to make it palatable and delicious, and you still had a huge cocoa taste. That was the case about 100 years ago in the United States. And until now, basically, we've got so much sugar in much chocolate that it's just become, chocolate-flavored sugar. And so so a lot of it, the more commercial brands, are actually not particularly healthy because they have so much sugar. And that's been the driving force of many chocolatiers to try to get that amount of sugar out of it. And, of course, we all know about today's sugar problems, and our involvement in sugar-free chocolate goes back many, many years with different kinds of sweeteners, and we have alighted on, we started work about 12 years ago on stevia chocolate, not realizing that it would take 10 years for the FDA to approve it, but now they have, and because we worked so long on it, we have a great tasting product, lots of cocoa in, I might add.
Today we are with John Cannell, co-founder and co-CEO of Coco Polo Chocolate, the company that makes over 13 milk and dark chocolate bars that have established the new standard for stevia sweetened chocolate here on eHealth Radio's General Health and Nutrition channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. John, tell us why stevia is so important.
It's important because sugar is this, because of the overconsumption of sugar, and it's another sweetener which can be used. Most other sweeteners, things like honey or agave and that sort of thing, are still sugars. The terrific step forward with stevia is that it's not a sugar, and it's completely natural. It's a component which comes from the stevia plant, which is called the component we extract from the stevia plant is called Rebaudia Side A, often abbreviated to Reb A on ingredient panels. Excuse me. And it's about 300 times sweeter than sugar, and so it's actually quite difficult to use. It's also a little bit difficult to extract, and it'll often come along with some side flavors, which or side notes, side tastes, which are not particularly desirable. So the idea is to get rid of all of those side tastes and just keep the sweetening component. And if you do it very carefully and you test enough, you can actually do that. It's important because it actually has no sugar in it.
Certainly says it all. Now, what is the difference from your plant-based non-GMO stevia versus the previous versions?
Well, stevia, because of its it's been available in South America for about 1,000 years. It's been available in Japan for about 50. And now, suddenly, around about 2010, it became available throughout Europe, Australia, New Zealand, South America, South Africa, United States, Canada. I mean, suddenly there was this huge amount of people who were interested in or had it available for them in their diets. And so there were very few people and not much or very limited amounts of work going into the extraction of the stevia sweetener component from the stevia plant. One of the nice things about having all these people interested in it is that a lot of work has been done in the stevia industry in terms of growing the plant and processing it afterwards, so that we what we have available now to us is a very highly pure form of the stevia sweetener, and it's widely available. That's the main thing that's happened in the last 4 or 5 years.
Lastly, John, is Coco Polo chocolate safe for diabetics, and are there options for vegans?
No sugar, and it is completely vegan. No animal components in it. And as far as diabetics are concerned, there's absolutely no sugar. There's nothing that raises blood glucose in it.
And that's certainly good news for those folks. Now, where can our listeners get more information about Coco Polo chocolate, and also where can they make purchases or buy Coco Polo chocolate bars?
Well, so far as the information is concerned, you can look on our website, www.cocopolo.com. We have all of our information there. You can actually buy chocolates right there on it. If not, depending upon where your listeners are, we have Whole Foods that sells our chocolates, not all Whole Foods, but quite a lot of them. We have people like Sprouts and Fresh Markets.
Well, certainly do appreciate your joining us. Certainly a delicious topic, no pun intended. But John, thanks so much for joining us and getting us up to speed on chocolate and what Coco Polo chocolate offers.
My pleasure.
We've been speaking with John Connell, co-founder and co-CEO of Coco Polo Chocolate, that makes over 13 milk and dark chocolate bars that have established the new standard for stevia sweetened chocolate. And once again, the website of reference is CocoPolo.com. And this has been Eric Michaels, and you've been listening to eHealth Radio and the General Health and Nutrition channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. And we do thank you for listening. And until next time, enjoy.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.